Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Tomorrow afternoon in Wayland, family and friends of a 22-year-old recent graduate of Yale University will gather for her funeral. Marina Keegan died last Saturday in a car crash on Route 6 on Cape Cod. 5 days before, she'd been on top of the world, an honors Ivy League grad, degree in hand. Keegan was a gifted writer, actress, and campus activist, and she'd been preparing to move to New York City for a job at the New Yorker magazine. Her final writing assignment was an essay for her Yale classmates that was published in the graduation issue of the Yale Daily News. Here now is part of her essay, read by WBUR producer Hillary McQuilkin.
Let us get one thing straight. The best years of our lives are not behind us. They're part of us, and they are set for repetition as we grow up and move to New York and away from New York and wish we did or didn't live in New York. I plan on having parties when I'm 30. I plan on having fun when I'm old. Any notion of the best years comes from cliches, should-haves, if-I'd, wish-I'd. Of course, there are things we wished we did. Our readings, that boy across the hall. We're our own hardest critics, and it's easy to let ourselves down. Sleeping too late, procrastinating, cutting corners. More than once I've looked back on my high school self and thought, how did I do that? How did I work so hard? Our private insecurities follow us and will always follow us. But the thing is, we're all like that. Nobody wakes up when they want to. Nobody did all of their reading, except maybe the crazy people who win the prizes. We have these impossibly high standards and will probably never live up to our perfect fantasies of our future selves, but I feel like that's okay. We're so young. We're so young. We're 22 years old. We have so much time. There's this sentiment I sometimes sense creeping up in our collective conscious as we lay alone after a party or pack up our books when we give in and go out, that it is somehow too late. That others are somehow ahead, more accomplished, more specialized, more on the path to somehow saving the world, somehow creating or inventing or improving. That it's too late now to begin a beginning, and we must settle for continuance, for commencement. When we came to Yale, there was this sense of possibility, this immense and indefinable potential energy, and it's easy to feel like that slipped away. We never had to choose, and suddenly we've had to. Some of us have focused ourselves. Some of us know exactly what we want and are on the path to get it. Already going to med school, working at the perfect NGO, doing research. To you, I say both congratulations and you suck. For most of us, however, we're somewhat lost in this sea of liberal arts, not quite sure what road we're on and whether we should have taken it. If only I had majored in biology. If only I had gotten involved in journalism as a freshman. If only I'd thought to apply for this or for that. What we have to remember is that we can still do anything. We can change our minds. We can start over, get a post back, or try writing for the first time. The notion that it's too late to do anything is comical. It's hilarious. We're graduating college. We're so young. We can't, we must not lose this sense of possibility because in the end, it's all we have. We don't have a word for the opposite of loneliness, but if we did, I'd say that's how I feel at Yale, how I feel right now, here, with all of you, in love, impressed, humbled, scared. And we don't have to lose that. We're in this together, 2012. Let's make something happen to this world.
Those were the written words of Marina Keegan, Yale, class of 2012. She died in a car crash last weekend on the Cape. Her funeral is tomorrow in her hometown of Wayland.